Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get a Halloween tattoo with her, or else.
Or else.
Yikes.
Is that a beware sign? What is that?
Sounds like it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so listen up. You can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Email us, slide into our DMs, whatever.
Do what you got to do, man. We'll get it.
We got to give her a name, too. She said, Allie and DZ, every year on Halloween, I go get a tattoo. It's like a tradition for me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have a boyfriend this year. We've been dating for about 9 months, and he has no tattoos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I really want him to get some tattoos because I love tattoos. I think they're attractive, and while I don't want to say it's all about appearance, because it isn't, it's something I'm attracted to. Mm-hmm. And how we even ended up together is beyond me.
I was just wondering that. Same thing, girl.
I normally date guys with lots of tattoos.
Yeah,
well,
no kidding.
Enter the problem here.
Oh, you wanted a blank canvas so you could fill up the Etch-A-Sketch. Got it.
Right? We are, here we are on Halloween now with my tradition. I asked him to go get a tattoo with me. He doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him this is a real deal breaker. It is that important to me. And if he doesn't want to get a tattoo with me, I'll find a man who does, period.
Bet.
Am I the jerk for demanding my boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with me? Serious Shonda. Serious.
Okay, I was going to say, what are we going to name her?
Sarah. Not screwing around. Not messing around.
I was going to say Tattoo Trina.
Tattoo Trina works for me because she means business.
Because she means business.
And Trina sounds like a name where they mean
she's
business.
She's trying to ink it, bro.
She's saying either he gets a tattoo with me or I'm out. Am I the jerk for making him get a Halloween tattoo with me? His body, his choice.
Yeah.
You're the jerk, girl.
But did she say what kind of tattoo?
She says Halloween tattoo. Let me go back to the top. She
has to be a Halloween tattoo.
Every year on Halloween, I get a tattoo. It's a tradition for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's your tradition, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I guess she wants him in it. What do you think? Is she the jerk because she's very passionate about tattoos?
You know I love tattoos.
I know.
I'm a supporter of let's go get a tattoo.
How many do you have?
I think 11 at this rate.
You
have
so many. This is how you know people have a lot of tattoos, when they can't tell you anymore how many they have.
I stopped counting.
You're that guy.
I'm the guy that wants to be covered, and I'm not the guy that wants to tattoo my eyeballs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to end up, you know, sleeved up,
sure,
legs tatted, body tatted. I want to ink my whole body.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As Wiz said, I enjoy body art, body modifications.
Yeah.
Tattoos are particularly my favorite form of body self-expression,
mm-hmm,
and art self-expression.
Right.
I would never in my life look at my wife and go, we got to get this tattoo together.
Or else you're
or
out.
Else.
Or I'll find a woman who will.
Or else I'm taking my boys and we're out of here. What?
That's what she's saying.
That being said, when you find a partner that you do like, that you do love, I should say, that you want to spend time with, you suggest things that are of your hobby in nature because you want to share your hobby in nature with your partner.
Right.
I've paid for tattoos for my wife. I've given tattoos to my wife as a gift while we were still just dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, I knew she wanted a tattoo. I didn't pick the tattoo. I picked the artist and I paid for it. I was just like, hey, you want this tattoo? You tell him what you want. We're going to get it done.
And then
this
you
is
decide.
My guy. You decide, right? I had no control, zero idea of what it wanted to be.
Somebody said Trippin' Trina.
Trippin' Trina.
Somebody said, what is she, 18? No, I don't think so.
They got to be young, though, to be saying, I like tattoos. Because what is the drama in I don't want to say vanity, but what's the weird attachment to you date guys with tattoos and now you get a blank canvas guy and say, hey, start getting tats with me?
Right. Well, Tempest said, not only is she the jerk, she's delusional. It's only been 9 months. She said she's going to find a new man who'll do it with her if he doesn't. Listen, John in Germantown has the best text.
What?
He said, I don't think jerk is the correct word. I'd say more like psychopath.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Chill out. She just wants her man to get a tattoo.
She just wants the man to get tatted up. She's not a jerk for asking.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No. I don't think she's the jerk for asking. She just can't demand it.
Okay, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. She wants to know, Trippin' Trina, or Tattoo Trina, whatever you want to call her.
Trippin' Tattoo Trina.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for demanding her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her. She said if he doesn't want to get one, she'll find one who does.
Girl.
Sure.
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her. It's her tradition. They've been dating for 9 months. He has no tattoos. And she said, if you don't do it with me, I'll find a man who does.
Y'all are going to call me crazy for saying I understand wanting to share your traditions and hobbies with your partner. Right? I get it. I get wanting to go, I don't think you're crazy for that.
What's the crazy part then?
The crazy part is that, I mean, maybe she's okay in justifying by saying, if you don't want to get this with me, fine, but that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She's not the jerk for saying this is that big of a deal for me.
She's not the jerk for that. But you're right about that, actually.
You feel me? She's
being completely honest. You can walk into any relationship and say, this doesn't work for me. But you know what? But it's what she's choosing that makes her the jerk.
You don't want to get tatted?
You almost brought me around easy. Stop with your trickery.
Come on.
Knock it off.
Almost got you there.
Go to Chelsea and Franklin. We're starting with her first. Ah, that's it. I guess.
You don't want to talk to me.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm making too much sense by saying she's not the jerk for expressing how she wants and what she wants.
Don't even look at me right now. I can't even look at you. Hey, Chelsea.
We still go get food later, right?
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, we're definitely going out to brunch later.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry.
All right, we're still getting brunch.
Chelsea,
good morning.
Jerk or not the jerk for making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo.
Coming from a girl that is covered in tattoos, this chick is a psychopath.
What?
A psychopath.
Oh, snap.
What? Dang!
From so psychopath to psychopath?
9 months. I don't know why she thinks she has a right to tell somebody to get a tattoo because she wants one.
And what if it was longer than 9 months? Would she
have
a right?
It had been 9 years. 9 years, call it.
That's a good question.
Let's say. Right. 9 years, maybe. But come on.
No way.
So 9 years, then you got claimed?
9 years is worse.
9 years. Thank you.
She's going to go find a man that will. Then, buddy, hold the door open for her and let her go find that man.
Hey, snaps on that one.
Don't let the door hit you in the rear end.
That's what made her the jerkiest for me, saying, oh, you won't? Then somebody else will.
And maybe that's her. Maybe that's her stand. She's taking her stand on what she wants. Maybe.
True, but she is taking a stand on what she wants. See, now you're trying to bring me back.
See, I am bringing you back. All right, thanks for calling, Chelsea. Chelsea said, definitely a jerk. In fact, she's a psychopath, if we're being completely honest.
Psycho jerk, not a psycho killer. Got it.
Doesn't really need mental health help, so not a true psychopath, but
you know, close enough.
Maybe in a relationship, a little tough.
Tattooed crazy. How about that?
There we go. Thanks for calling, Chelsea.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
She was really funny.
She said psychopath.
Lindsay in Grafton texted in and said, jerk. She's been with him for 9 months. She knew he doesn't have any tattoos. His body, his choice.
Okay, but clearly he likes tattoos because he's with her and she's covered in tattoos.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Kaylee in Watertown texted in, jerk. She demanded her boyfriend of only 9 months with zero tats to get a Halloween tattoo. Oh, please. That's just insane.
Did she say demand? Because demand is a strong word, right? right? Was it an ask?
Yes, she demanded, I'll break up with you if you don't do it. She said, if you don't want it, well, she didn't say break up. She said, I'll find someone who will.
See? Was that just like the fake threat of like, come on, get the tat with me? Another guy would,
I don't know.
Trying to poke a little jealousy into him.
Well,
not me trying to justify.
Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville. Let's
the homie?
One of our regulars on the phone right now. Lindsay, a.k.a. what do they call Franksville? Kroutville.
Which for years I didn't understand
they called it Kroutville because they made sauerkraut there. I caught up to that years later, but
now
good
it makes
to know.
Sense.
Anyway,
well,
hey.
You can smell it. You smell the cabbage as you go through. I took
that's
my kids through there because we don't live there anymore. So yeah, you go through and you can smell the cabbage.
Wait, that's really what that is?
Wait, where do you live now? What city? Do we have to change your city?
I mean, I'm still from Franksville, but I live in Milwaukee now because I moved in with my wife and kids.
Franksville, Milwaukee. You are the only Franksville regular we have. We're keeping it Franksville. Lindsay, is she the jerk for demanding her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo with her? It's her tradition. They've been dating for 9 months. He has no tattoos.
Say no. Come on. Everybody loves tattoos. Everybody, I want a tattoo right now talking about it. Come on.
Allie, we're taking it from the one that got the 103.7 Kiss FM tattoo from a bet.
Dude.
No, she's a jerk.
Woo! You know what? I got to say something. You're right, Lindsay. If people don't know this about DZ, he has a tattoo on his calf, a 103.7 Kiss FM tattoo that he got. What year was it? 2016?
Hell yeah.
He had a bet with Gibbons at the time on the morning because DZ worked behind the scenes. He did a ton of stuff in the building.
Producer, overnight,
sports station. Yes, he was on Kiss for a long time. Anyway, so before that, you bet our producer at the time about the election and we couldn't believe it and you lost. So one of you had to get a Kiss FM tattoo and you ended up with it.
It's one of the reasons I don't make political bets no more. Or bet, period. Because I'm like, dog, I be having bad luck with these bet situations.
But
I'll make more tattoo bets, though. What's
how up? Ironic that he got the Kiss FM tattoo on his calf and then circled back to be on the morning show with me. It all made sense.
Talking
in the
about
end.
Paid dues.
mean,
good thing I ain't covered.
Like, hey, this
tattoos.
Is my tradition. I go to get a Halloween tattoo. Would you like to join me?
Sure.
But to be like, hey, I'm going to do this. If you don't, I'm going to find someone else. It's like, all right, enjoy that.
Bye.
And,
Bye. She took it too far.
Yeah. Okay, so two jerks. One psychopath and one jerk far. That's
come,
where we're
come
at.
Come back to me when you're done, please.
When you're done.
don't hang up. Come back to me when you're done.
Oh, bet.
Oh, you want to talk to us?
Oh, she for real.
Hold on,
Lindsay. I thought she was joking.
I thought she was talking about the girl in the Am I the Jerk? I thought she was saying to the person who wrote in.
No,
I thought she was talking to us.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Okay.
Side note.
We'll talk to you in a second.
Got
Hold
it,
on, Lindsay.
Got it.
All right. Last but not least, we got to go to Kelly in Sussex. And I know she's got tattoos.
Oh, Kelly's tatted.
She's one of my friends now. She called in. She became a regular. We became friends because we have so much in common, like our weight loss, our skin removal surgeries. And now we're friends.
And soon, tattoos in common.
And soon, tattoos because I'm going to get one this fall. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Is she the jerk for making her boyfriend get a Halloween tattoo?
I'm going to say she's the jerk because tattoos are not for everyone and they're very permanent.
True. Well, for the most part nowadays.
Something you want.
Yeah.
Well,
so you're telling me, Kelly, a guy you're in love with comes up and says, Halloween tattoo or nothing. You're doing it or you're leaving?
It?
Yeah, I would not do it.
Liar.
You're going to get tatted. You lie. You big lying right now. You wouldn't maybe not get matching tattoos, but you going to get tatted. Don't lie. Big cap. Cap.
No, I'm just kidding.
Cap.
I think we all agree. It's got to be jerk today for Am I the Jerk. This is crazy.
I tried to fix
this
it and
crazy.
Get somebody to say
no.
Not the jerk just because I love tattoos. But the reality is you are a psychopath if you are sitting there trying to force somebody to get a tattoo.
And get a tattoo that doesn't even have them on top of that. Get a life.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That being said, Allie, when are we getting tatted, though? Today?
Are you demanding it?
I'm demanding it. We're going to get tattoos today.
No,
Halloween tattoos today.
No, I'm doing it in the winter, actually. Kelly, listen, Kelly's on the phone, which is fine. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
When do you think I should get a tattoo? I think I should do it in the winter.
I think so, too.
Because I'm still outside. The sun is still out right now. I go outside a lot, even though we're...
True.
I really want to wait till it's, like, winter.
Okay.
And then I'll do it. And then you
and I better be with you.
Fine. You got till December 1st.
I'm so excited how many people want to come with me to my first tattoo. I'm
gonna
so
have
excited.
To rent out a whole tattoo shop.
Well, I'm going to need you guys there because you know I'm going to be screaming, this hurts!
No.
It's a good pain.
It's a good pain.
Yeah. Side note aside, Kelly.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Bye.
Bye. Much love.
So it's total jerk.
Swept out, man. Not even a question. Not even a. I mean, we could have looked at this and stopped that psychopath for a lot of people. I swear.
Who texted in and said she's the jerk? What's next? A Christmas nose job?
When you put it like that.
Christmas. I mean, I know a doc if you need one.
If it's tradition, I mean, who are we to go against tradition?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
AluminumKE.com. Book your consult.
Hashtag that is an ad.
Hashtag ad. Oh, that's really funny. Okay, now, we all agree that she's a jerk, and I hope you're listening to this, girlfriend, because Trina, you are very tripping, trifling all the teas today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.